In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, I do presume that every one of us has asked this question to himself or to herself. Now I have the good custom, I do pray daily my prayers, in the morning, in the night. I fulfill God's will as much as possible, at least I try very seriously, but I don't see a real progress in my life. Why do I do this? Is that not waste of time? Yeah, the regular program we know. Yes, I do fasten as much as possible, as my condition does allow, and it is wise. I do this and help those people, but I do not really see on me a serious progress. Should I not stop with that? Why should I continue to invest time and power and do the daily duties consciously, seriously? Where is the result? Trying to give a response on this question, I would like to focus your mind on a general story in our life. See it, for instance, in our society or in the industrial things. When we have all the infrastructure, the general one. And we know this is the golden rule that every state, every government has to invest sufficient money into the infrastructure to keep it working. I mean the railways, I mean the bridges, I mean the highways and the roads. It's normal, the government, this is the golden rule. You must invest sufficient money regularly, repairing it, correcting it, improving it, building it more and more. Then if the state says it's waste of money, okay, you save first, in the first step, lots of money. But then a while later, you will experience such disasters as we do from time to time, I think, in every country. I have a friend, I blessed his marriage many years ago, and he is expert in bridges. He was owner of a company in Germany, and he said, the condition of our bridges in Germany, at least, is horrible. It will crash one good day. For instance, it's dangerous. Or possibly you have also seen videos I did in recent past, how the trains in USA have simply turned over on the railway, and there were dangerous chemical stuff inside. And you have heard, of course, the disaster in the town East Palestine in Ohio. This is only one example of what happens in many other countries in the world. And I have watched one video of the railways in USA. It's the same in other countries, but it's just one example where the train was going very slowly, and suddenly, because it was not flat and you had to repair, and they have not invested sufficiently into the railways to keep them working. They have simply turned over, and again a new problem has risen in the society, the pollution of the earth and so on. It's, you see, this is one example when the state is neglecting the own duty to invest sufficiently money, paying attention on that. And I tell you this as an example. This is a good example for our spiritual duties. It's also very important for us to invest sufficient time and prayers and goodwill and efforts and power into our spiritual infrastructure. These are our prayers. We pray and pray and we do it because this is a desire of our soul. Wonderful. Where is the result? It will be shown when a crisis comes. When we meet a crisis, a personal crisis or a crisis of the society, then we have golden reserve. Then we do not develop in an extreme way up to the skies, but generally, but slowly and slowly and slowly. And we have golden reserves, and when a crisis comes, we can take them and we survive a crisis. Or a heavy cross comes, then a person who has regularly prayed, done his or her duties, then God's grace is collected in, so to say, in the soul of that person. And then we can say, okay, it's strong enough, my relationship to God, that I survive this crisis. I find the responses and I find power to carry my cross. And you see, this is also a sort of spiritual infrastructure, if it's permitted to compare with that. And that's why do never be disappointed when you say, where is my progress? God will show you your progress. And when a critical situation comes, you will see, have I sufficiently collected grace? Have I begged sufficiently for God's help? And then we will have to reactivate what we have collected in past. And then it becomes, so to say, visible in our life, whether we have the golden reserve or not. And if a person is trying only to gain visible so-called success, there is no basement. There must be a basement. And then you have to be patient, working, praying, doing sacrifices, and then you will profit. We will profit if we do it diligently, with patience, with devotion to God, with confidence in God's providence. Because we see, when we analyze the situation in our societies, we see we had in last years at least one serious crisis, however you call it, you know what I mean. Now we have the other crisis, the economical difficulties, the war in Eastern Europe, and so on and so on. And we do not know what some or many big guys are planning to do with us. I don't know, but we have reason enough to be at least a little bit worried. The more important it is to do diligently our daily duties. This is the we invest in our spiritual infrastructure. We pray, we do our daily duties, and by this way, sometimes everyone knows this situation. Oh, I'm a little bit tired today. Should I will abbreviate my prayer. I could do it, but I will abbreviate. You see, there will be a lack. Or sometimes I agree, we priests, we live, this is our privilege, not to be compared with anything else, the daily Holy Mass. Sometimes I have the impression I'm only existing as priest only because I do say daily the Holy Mass. This is such a spring of graces, but sometimes you are in a situation where you are sick and feel tired and exhausted, and should I today, there would be a right not to say Holy Mass, because really it doesn't work. Yeah, if this is such a situation, then it's okay. But if you see a way, do it, and then you do invest in the infrastructure of the entire church. It's not my own infrastructure. For us priests, the saying the Holy Mass, we do include all faithful living and passed away into the Holy Mass. And so on and so on. That's why we should see. I prepare myself and I grow spiritually if I'm diligent and do not want to jump high. No. Be humble, do your duties, and then you will see it will come when the crisis comes. You see the same in a social way when we have the social contact with other people. We must also invest time in our relationship. For instance, you have a friend. Yeah, at least from time to time, you have to send him an email or a message or pick up the phone asking him or her, how are you? If we wouldn't show interest for another person, we will lose this contact, this friend. The same in the family, in the big families and so on. And it's strange, for instance, when you have a person should be closer to you and you have passed many difficulties in past, and then you make the experience, you try to keep the contact, and the other person is contacting you only when that other person does need something from you, any help, any information. And as long you are not interesting for the other person, it is completely forgetting about your existence. You see, it will not work. You will lose the confidence. That's why also in our human relationship, it's very important to keep it alive, to be interested, to show the others, I am really interested in you. And then you can trust the other person. And when you need help, the other friends or the members of the big family, relatives, they will support you, they will help you, as you are able to help them and willing. So you see, the infrastructure, and we need, for instance, in the economy, in the society, we say the middle class. These are people who have a good income, who have families, instruct their children as brave citizens, and they continue to work and they support that the prosperity is growing on the economical way. But the same we need in the spiritual way. These are we. This is our vocation. We should also work fulfilling our duties, and by this way we help each other much, and by this way we do all grow. It is often enough not visible, but when a crisis comes, when more difficult times are meeting us, then we will see, have I been sufficiently working, or have I sufficiently invested in the infrastructure of my life, into the infrastructure of our family, my relatives, the parish members, and so on and so on. So that's why be never disappointed when you don't see a visible effect. That's important that we grow on many, in many, with regard to many topics in our life. But generally, slowly and slowly, not up to the skies and tomorrow we fall down again because there's no background, not sufficient one. So also the Holy Mass, sometimes my hand on my heart, possibly you are thinking the same. Why should we travel now 1 hour, 2 hours, 4 hours for Sunday Mass once a month? Does it make sense? I can spend time at home and pray a rosary more. Why should I invest that? I agree, this thought I had it too. Why should I fly over? Why should I stay a night here, then a second night, in order to return on the third day home, just for one Holy Mass for you here? It does make sense. It does make sense, because God is seeing the good will, and your, and hopefully our priests, what we invest in that, and that it becomes helpful commonly for all of us. Everyone participates on a way, on a level, is given for him. And only one Holy Mass on Sunday, once a month, here in Ely, for instance, or in other places in Great Britain, it does make sense, because God sees and he counts all sacrifices of every member has come, for instance, today, and he puts it in a big basket, the picture. So, and then when we need help, he sees this person has invested in the infrastructure and so-called one, and then, I want simply to motivate you, do never give up. Do never give up fulfilling diligently your duties. Do never give up to pray. The right measure. Do never pray more than your physical and emotional power is allowing you. A mom or a dad has a big family, cannot pray each day as much as, for instance, my grandma did when I was a child. She had much more time. She was retired. That's a difference, of course. Yeah, but do what you find out. This is, for me, the best amount of prayers, of this, of that. But the more constant we do fulfilling our duties, the more God is appreciating, because he sees the goodwill of a person. And even if a serious crisis should come, even if there should come times in future where everyone will have to make a confession, where the main question will be, are you a Catholic? If you agree you are a Catholic or traditional Catholic, it means Catholic, a true Catholic, then you will have to pay consequences, to accept consequences, not good consequences. And then we will see how strong our will is, our goodwill. I don't want to make you depressed. In opposite, we have all right to hope and to have confidence that God will help us. God is strong, strict with the sinner, yes, but he is also very merciful with, we are all sinners, with those who return to him saying, I am sorry, I am very sorry, I try to become convert and I try to do the best, so I invest what I can. And God will accept this, and in God we can trust, really. And that's why we do all together want now, with a very big devotion, want to participate on the sacrifice of the Holy Mass, where Jesus, the high priest of our faith, is sacrificing himself and showing us how much God is loving us, that he has given his life for us. And when we receive then Jesus in the Holy Communion in our soul, then we hopefully will experience by one or another way that this is the kingdom of heaven. I am permitted, I have the privilege to participate. And in this intention, we priests have the duty to offer the Holy Mass on Sundays for pro populo, for all people, for our entire congregation. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.